Message number 1036. God the Father, I desire that you accept the truth not with doubt in your hearts but with love and trust. Tuesday, February 4, 2014 at 15:00. My dearest daughter, today is a special day as I have finally been given the gift of your complete acceptance of this mission. When I touch the hearts of souls whom I call upon to proclaim my word, it is overwhelming for the chosen soul. My presence shocks as well as soothes. It causes a tremendous upheaval, and this requires the soul's complete trust. It is frightening for all who witness my intervention, as it commands great discernment because of the conflict of emotions which are created in the soul. The soul at first is weakened by the sheer force of the presence of the Holy Spirit, and the body feels heavy. The senses are sharpened and the intellect is dulled. Soon afterwards, there is a natural urge to question what is happening, and doubts can set in. But the presence of the Holy Spirit is impenetrable and will remain so until my will is done, as long as the soul accepts that which is expected of it. Then the longing for clarity along with a need for reassurance engulfs the soul. And while it seeks comfort and courage, the force of the Holy Spirit cannot be halted, stopped, or withheld. The willingness of the soul to allow itself to become an instrument of the Holy Spirit in order to proclaim the truth means that it is powerless to influence the word, interfere with it, or tamper with it in any way. The human intellect fights it from time to time. While the soul is soothed by the Holy Spirit and is no longer fearful of it, there is always the hope that life will continue as before for the soul when the mission is over. But of course, this is not always the case. So in this my mission to gather my children and take them to safety into my world without end, there is no end to this mission. It will remain in place up to the last day. Now that you accept this fact and no longer desire any other alternative, you can finally find peace in your heart, my daughter. Children, it is only when you finally accept my gift to the world of the Book of Truth that you will find peace in your hearts. It is only when you accept that I, God the Most High, all that is and will be, communicate to the world at this time, will you be able to trust in me completely. I desire that you accept the truth not with doubt in your hearts but with love and trust. When you do this, I will flood you with my peace and love. Only then will you be filled with joy and happiness. Only then will you be free. Your Father.